with it. Ideas, Mark.
The idea is that with these co-ops is that you actually buy a portion of the animal. Currently, a friend of mine participates in the co-op that we participate in, but we didn't do that this year. We decided we were going to raise our own pigs. So we've got two pigs,
yep.
Spot and Ears. And they will be, we know their date. It is December the 12th.
Oh my, I want some bacon.
For whom does the bell toll? It tolls for Spot. And they, you know, but she got half a pig. She bought a pig. So that's her pig. She knows which pig is her pig.
Right.
She can go out there and feed buttercups to her pig or whatever she wants to do, if that's what she wants to do. But that's her pig. Now, somebody else is going to do the work. Somebody feeds the pig. Somebody, you know, is going to take the pig to market or to the processing plant or whatever the butcher. I don't know what the name of these things are. I have no idea. And she's going to pay them some amount of a premium on top of that, but that's her pig.
Yep.
So she already owns the pig. In the same way that if you take a car to a mechanic and have something done, it's not like the mechanic is providing you with a new car at the end of it. He's just fixing your car.
Right.
So that's what's going on here.
Yeah, I guess a more appropriate example would be, let's see, like, oh, never mind. I was going to say something about a taxi, but it doesn't really make sense, and I want to read the rest of this article.
Well, let's see Robert in Vermont.
Oh, sure.
Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. What's in your mind?
Yeah, I'm thinking that a reason why a lot of people are buying from farmers and Amish people is that, you know, the standard food that you get from groceries, it's all garbage.
I agree with you. It doesn't taste very good.
Anything that's in a can, if I don't have to buy it in a can, I don't buy it at all.
Yeah, I mean, if you compare eggs from a grocery store with eggs from a farm or from somebody's chicken, the chickens that are raised like in people's yards or farms usually have access to eating bugs, which are more nutritious, and the yolks are just like dark orange as opposed to these pale yellow, almost whitish yolks that you get in the grocery store. So you can tell that the orange ones are way more nutritious.
The demand is much higher. We used to have chickens at our place, and people were willing to pay $4 a dozen for those eggs.
Oh, yeah. They taste different, too. Go ahead, Robert.
I'd rather pay $4 a dozen for eggs than to, you know, buy them from, I mean, I'm not going to throw any names of any stores out there, but I've checked around in between two different states, and it's not just eggs, it's a variety of different things, and you got to know what you're getting. If you don't know what you're getting, and I've gotten sick many times.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't gotten sick from any grocery store stuff, but I think that people across large eggs from a store, you're getting sort of these processed eggs from the big chicken plants or whatever. And probably those chickens
aren't very happy either. That's another thing. Like, okay, it's enough reason to support like sustainable farming practices because happy animals make more nutritious food, right? But some people also care about the animal's happiness itself. And so if you're interested in that, like, yeah, local farm food is the only way to go.
Absolutely. I mean, we've had it just as early as this year where we've had a couple of shopping centers where they've had, you know, tainted beef.
Yeah.
I think botulism was out there at one point.
Salmonella.
Salmonella. You know, them are things you don't get if you're going to like an Amish farm or somebody that's growing organic.
Yep.
That's what people are trying to avoid. Robert, thank you for the call. I can tell you what, I've got pigs in my house, and we had a bunch of vegetation that got dropped off today. They were very happy. 855-450-3733. You think there's dangers to this? 855-450.
I love this song.
Well, I'm told we're on the air. What do you see, Johnson?
I'm seeing blinking lights behind you that's indicating that there's silence on LRN.FM.
Well, give it a second. We'll see what happens. I have no clue whether we are on the air right now. I really do not. And Ian has gone off to some city thing, and I don't know. GCN, are you talking?
Yeah, I thought I heard something, too.
Hello? Okay.
Fantastic. Okay. No, we didn't hear any music or anything like that, so we're just trying to figure out what's going on over in the studio.
Good Lord. The wonders of modern conveniences, I'll tell you. So let's start a radio program here, shall we? It's only a few minutes late. So Ian Freeman, our normal first night host, he is off at some city meeting to make sure that the city of Keene doesn't raise the parking rates or something really important like that. And it's me, Mark.
And me, Johnson. We could pretend like we're starting a show with music and just be like, this is Free Talk Live. You can give us a call.
Great. Pretend like nothing's happening.
855-450-free. That's 855-450.
Running around trying to figure out what's going on. You can give us a call at 855-450-free, like two other people already have. So let's just go to the calls here. Lot in Indiana. Lot, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Namaste, brothers.
What's happening?
Well, we've got on my life. Well, what's happening is yesterday after, about 8 o'clock or so, you had an individual who I won't name names because he caused such an uproar that I figured the name shouldn't be mentioned. But he made a comment about how his God is going to punish both you, Mark, I believe, and me, and the people that believe like us, that his God from the Bible is going to be the one who's going to do these things. My first comment is that I was raised Baptist, so the God in which he's referring to, I've also been growing up and believe that way. Now, the idea, the understanding is that there's at least 1,500 different Christian, quote-unquote, religions, and so that means each...
Or denominations, right?
Right, or denominations, right, of the common Christianity... communists. Well, they have their own variances of the Bible. So you have multiple versions, that have all these spans. So he's making a very vague comment about a very vague individual, if you will. But I also have been read in the Bible and different variances of the Bible and different, understandings of how they each relate. And I also believe that it is, judge not unless ye be judged. He without sin cast the first stone. And I have a new commandment for you. Love thy neighbor as thy love thyself. Now, if any individual were to say that they were Christian and they are doing the things in which religious individuals are doing, people that aren't religious that they're doing, if they were to have such a strong faith sense or connection to the source, these things in which they are trying to preach, they would be following what they're preaching and not, doing as I say, but not as I do, because they're out doing things that shouldn't be done to individuals that don't deserve it.
Yeah, the problem with the Bible, and this is the reason that I just have no use for this this particular old ancient text. I mean, it's got some good stuff in it, some great stuff in it, but you can pick what you like and pick what you don't. And, for me, the Bible says that the Word of God is written on your heart. If that's the case, yeah. He's written into my heart. You don't need to worry about me. I'll be just fine then. So that's how I feel about it. Thanks for the call, Lot. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-535-2965. 1-888-535-2965. That's 1-888-535-2965. 1-888-535-2965.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. You can use lrn.fm. That is our username on Skype. So you can use Skype and call us on at lrn.fm. You ever a little talk back?
Yeah. No.
Must be me. Crazy things going on in my headphones, I guess. God, this show. This is why I hate it when Ian goes away. Tell you about blockchain.com. Blockchain.com, they've done it again. Now you can have a physical business. If you have a physical business, you can go to blockchain.com and download their new app for your smartphone or tablet. Go accept Bitcoins safely, securely, and for free. There are no terms of service. No ID requirements of any kind. Just go to blockchain.com, download the app and from the Google Play Store there, and get started. Again, zero fees, no terms of service, no ID requirements to accept Bitcoins in your business. Blockchain.com. Let's go to Tom in Detroit. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mark, is Ian there? Did you just say he's not there now?
Ian is not here right now.
Oh,
he's off defending freedom.
Yeah.
Well, this was actually, my phone call was really geared toward him, and the young lady that's with you this evening is Stephanie, correct?
You know, what you may be hearing is a recorded show that was from a Sunday like 2 years ago, and that was being used as filler while I was trying to figure out which buttons needed to be pushed. And when Ian left, he didn't push the right buttons, and so I didn't know what I was doing when I left.
That's okay. I could speak to you too as well. I feel like I've come to know you guys by listening to you for quite a few years, and you know a person that I know here in Detroit area very well that he and I have unfortunately not speaking at the moment, so I'm not going to say he's my friend and use him, but you guys know him well. So I've been listening to this for quite some time. And I know Ian is quite adamant about really trying to follow Mark Stevens' principles and stand up for yourself. And as I have said to him before, this is kind of it's become a hobby for me. And he said something along those same line. And I thought about this last night. It is not a hobby. My friends are challenging me all the time saying, why are you doing all this? And the people I work with, I share this with everybody. And I say, you know what? It's my duty. I've been watching this Josie the Outlaw on YouTube, and she's really well-spoken. I don't know if you know who she is. Really pretty girl. Really well-spoken.
I've heard the name. I haven't seen any videos or anything like that. Usually if I'm listening to media online, I'm looking to scoop other radio shows, advertisers.
Didn't she recently have her YouTube channel or Facebook page shut down or something like that?
You know, I couldn't tell you. I haven't watched it in a while, but she had a lot of hits in a very short period of time on YouTube. And her videos were absolutely awesome, right to the point. I mean, a total, leave us alone, liberty, defending yourself. She was so well-spoken at this, and she said this. This is my duty. It truly is. If we keep sitting back and waiting, we're going to get screwed as, back to this ticket, or this, not a ticket yet, it's nothing, this paper I have in my hand, I have to take time off of my job. This is going to be a piece of cake with the information I have from Mark Stevens, and I've done this multiple times. I've got good stories for you, but my point is that I'm going to have to take time off, and I have to go down there to answer to this. And there's nothing. There's no complaint. There's nothing.
Yeah, you got a piece of some kind of appearance, order to appear, without getting a citation or anything like that, and it's a very odd thing, and I don't know that it has any legal precedent, any legal precedent or power, but they can do whatever they want.
Exactly. It doesn't have any power, and I know that. And like I said, this is going to be dismissed with no problem, and then they're going to bring it back.
I really do want to hear about it when the results come along, but we got to take some other calls. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. 855-450-3733. And of course, the call I was going to take has just dropped. So there you go. Okay, well, let's go on with the show prep that I have. I'm pretty excited about this one. I'm all excited, agitated, upset, annoyed. I'm not sure. It's about purity balls. Are you aware of these, Johnson? You know what a purity ball is?
I'm a little bit aware. I would not say that I'm very well-versed, but yeah.
So what these are is apparently the idea is that in the evangelical Christian world, maybe, they have these dances, father-daughter dances, where, I guess at the end or at some point, there's a salesman close for this little contract, the covenant to purity. So
okay.
Now there's a couple of them I've managed to look up. I've gotten pictures of them from Google image search. The one in this article here says, I tonight, and it's got a name for the young lady, I guess. And it's interesting, right? Like, no one cares about the purity of young men. I was raised in the church. No one really gave a damn whether I was pure or not, right? So, but anyway, this picture doesn't have the whole thing, but I'm just going to read what I can read. So I tonight make my commitment to God, myself, my family, and my future husband to a lifetime of purity, including sexual abstinence until the day I marry. If I have fallen short of this promise, I commit anew to a lifestyle of purity that will honor God, myself, my family, and my future husband. Signed, dated, there you go. You got your contract. And obviously, if you're making, you know, this contract has less, less holding power than the Free State Project's statement of intent, right?
Right.
You know,
like, I like that they put the words God and myself right next to one another in this contract because they're one and the same.
Well, I agree that they're one and the same, but, I think these are, so this is interesting, right? Like the title of this article is, now, I'm no fan of these purity balls. I think that that abstinence education probably certainly, according to studies, is not as effective as sexual education that gives kids, facts about these things. But I do also know that some families are going to operate this way. So it says, the name of the article here from, Americans Against the Tea Party. These people don't have an agenda. Here are 9 more creepy Christian purity ball pictures.
Right. This website is ridiculous. It's like they've got us in one of the sidebars. It's like, it's official. The majority of Americans and Republicans now hate the Tea Party video.
And I've seen these on Facebook. I've got lots of liberal, lots of conservative friends. Even in the libertarian movement, there are people that lean right and left. So I've seen this a lot. And it's all about sort of these creepy pictures. Now, right. That's what it says. The name of the article is 9 More Creepy Christian Purity Ball Pictures.
Right.
It's not saying anything about abstinence education. It's all about shaming. So let's look at the pictures, shall we? I'll read the verbiage here. But I go through and I look at the pictures and, here's a father standing next to a daughter and there's some balloons. It looks like a prom picture for all the world, except that the man is much taller than the young lady. Okay, fine. Here's a picture of a couple of daughters giving their, a couple of fathers giving their daughters hugs, and their daughters have their eyes closed. Here's a daughter kissing her daddy on the cheek. Here's a daddy in a uniform giving his daughter a kiss on the lips. Here's a daddy holding his daughter and spinning her around on the dance floor. Yeah, this is creepy. This is creepy if you've got some kind of weird activation around a sex crime. But this is just families being physically intimate and touching each other. If you think this is creepy, you're sick. 855-453. Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453-7733. You can give us a call, talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
855-450-3733. Shiny Badges. You've probably heard of shinybadges.com if you've listened to Free Talk Live for any length of time. They've got a wonderful jingle that we play here on the air sometimes. But if you haven't been there in a while, go check the Causes tab, because every item there includes a donation to a Worthy Liberty project. If you buy the anonymous pen, there's a donation that goes to the Electronic Frontier Foundation. If you buy the Shire Society pen, a donation goes to the Shire Sharing. If you buy the Thanks But No Tanks pen, the Bearcat Defense Fund gets a small donation. It's shinybadges.com. You go there, click on the Causes tab, get yourself some quality Liberty products. Buy these things are great. I have several of them. They're beautiful. They're conversation starters. People look at them. They want to know what they're all about. I think they're even more effective than, you know, a button if you're trying to push something. And go check them out. Love that Silk Road pen, too. They donate there to the Ross Ulbricht Legal Defense Fund.
I've got one of the Shire Society ones and a Bitcoin one.
I've got both of those, too. And I also have the yellow and black flag.
Nice.
Plus, get a free gift when you pay with Bitcoin. Shinybadges.com.
Back to these balls. Creeps.
Yep. Now, I was in the last segment, we were talking about these pictures that were said was extra creepy of what, for all I can tell, are fathers and daughters touching each other. And Johnson, you think
creepily.
Okay, tell me what you think's creepy about this. First of all,
the dresses and the whole prom-like atmosphere is a little weird. You know, okay, first of all, so they're dressing them up. They're trying to dress these girls up like
what is prom?
Like adults at a wedding.
What is prom?
A dance.
A contrived with,
between a
reason?
Boyfriend and a girlfriend, typically the first night before two young teenagers have sex.
In some cases, that is. I mean, there's certainly a story about that, but did you have sex for the first time at prom?
No, before prom.
No, you didn't. Neither did I.
But I'm also unusual in that I had sex about 4 years before prom.
I don't think the majority of people had sex at prom. I don't think the majority of people have sex at prom. So this is
the majority of people have sex
Hollywood
2 years
story.
Before prom. The average age for sex for young women, I think, is like 15 or 14. The average age for young men is 16.
I thought it was 16 and 17, but fine. Yeah. You would agree that Hollywood creates a narrative and that deviating from that narrative is not, in fact, creepy, right?
Sure, deviating from that narrative.
So prom, contrived reason to have a dance.
Sure.
And this is a contrived reason to have a dance.
I want to tell a personal story, though, so I may be projecting a little bit. And the personal story is...
I see a lot of projection in the story.
Sure, and I could get myself in trouble for the story that I'm about to tell. But I had a religious stepfather for a particular period of time.
Okay.
This guy was dating my mom. He came with his own daughter.
All right.
Who I was, you know, not related with, but she was my sister. So this was, you know, when I moved to Connecticut after Florida, before moving here.
All right.
Right. And so I got to have this, like, weird kind of extended family. I had this stepsister. She was a very attractive stepsister.
All righty.
And her father had a very, like, this, he was religious, and he had one of these relationships with her that was very physical and affectionate and close. And both my mom and I thought it was a little creepy, the way he was overly affectionate, just, like, a little too touchy, and it was like, they, you know, we would be like, it's like you two are acting like you're in love. It's really weird. And so on its own, that, you know, we could say, okay, it's just judgmental. But later on, I also have a half brother who found this guy's porn stash hidden in the basement of our house. And it was teen porn of her age.
You know, I don't know.
Makes it creepy to me.
Okay.
Makes it real creepy.
A lot of porn is teen porn, right?
Sure. But when you have a daughter at the right, that age,
and then what? You're supposed to. The fact is that you just kind of, from a sexual standpoint, you kind of stay still. Nobody wants to look at porn of old. Very few people want porn of old people, right?
There's a certain type of way that you can treat a family member, and I'm sorry, dressing your daughter up as an adult and kissing her on the lips, to me, like, it's just weird.
You don't
acting like a father acting like the daughter's boyfriend is creepy to me.
Well, you're projecting that. I mean, this is, you know, these fathers are acting like their fathers.
Sure. I'm not. I mean, this is just a personal. It's a personal taste. I mean, I certainly wouldn't like try and stop them.
So,
I mean,
let me ask you this: does your family kiss on the lips?
No.
Okay. I think that this.
No,
is
actually,
what it's
no.
About.
That's not really true. Actually, no, that's not true.
Okay.
I take that back.
So I think that in a large case, this is what this is about. Because my family kisses on the lips. My dad kissed me on the lips when I was
sure.
little. My mom kisses. I
but
kiss
it's like
my
a
mom
peck.
On the lips.
It's like a peck on the lips. It's not like with this one picture. It's like looks like he's giving her a full on.
Yeah,
like
there's
open
a picture here
kiss.
With a father and a daughter caught mid kiss. And yes, it's a picture, so it doesn't move. You
right.
don't know how long this.
No, I
kiss
certainly
occurred.
Don't. It could be a peck, but it doesn't look like one.
I will concur with you that creep. We have moved into the realm of creepy when a parent sticks their tongue into the mouth of their child. But I don't see that happening in any of these pictures. I see a dance being held at People's Church, which is a social organization, where the daughters get a chance to dress up. I don't know. Here's a surprise for you. Many young ladies like to dress up. An opportunity to wear a nice dress and go to a dance with daddy. And I just don't see anything other than that in these pictures.
Right.
But I can tell you someone who does. The author of this piece. So let me read just a little bit here from this.
Just before you jump into that, the other thing, the other reason why I find these creepy is not just the whole father-daughter relationship, but the father-daughter relationship in the fact that this is already a very sexualized message that's going on here because it's about this purity. You don't get to go out and have sex with anyone else. You have to stay and be with daddy. And that's what it really becomes about. And it's like, that's where the creepy factor comes in super, super hard. Like, just, you know, be affectionate with daddy. Don't be affectionate with anybody else.
I think that somebody can interpret it that way. I really do.
Yeah.
However, what the pledge says, nothing like that. It doesn't say you're saving yourself for daddy. It says you're saving yourself
Sky Daddy.
For your future husband. It does say God, but you are deciding that God is male. You know,
so do they.
Well, in a lot of cases, they do.
Yeah.
However, I think if you ask, many Christians will say God is without gender.
Right.
So maybe they'll say he's...
Most Christians, when you talk to them, just completely interpret everything they're on their own. And, like, they don't know what the Bible says.
So
they're completely ignorant of it.
And in a lot of cases, that's true. There's lots of evidence that many Christians do
it
not know.
It says what I want. I'm a Christian, but I don't even know anything about anything.
Well, a lot of people just claim Christianity because it's convenient
right,
for them.
Right, of course. Because they want to be a...
Well, or... yeah, I mean, but if you choose it boldly, there's different types that one can choose. And all I'm saying is this abstinence pledge doesn't say anything about daddy. However, I think that what they're doing is they're collapsing two things at an opportunity, right? Here's a chance to get young ladies to, sign away, their sexual license to themselves, which in a contract that means nothing, right. And the opportunity for dad and daughter to do something together.
Essentially what it is, it's a heavy, heaping dose of guilt. If you ever have sex, let's make sure that you can achieve an orgasm because of the guilt and feelings of repression and feelings of shame and demoralization, because if you violate this contract, you're an evil person. You're a despicable, disgusting wretch. You violated your oath to God.
Well, the fact is, Christianity is all about guilt anyway. You're right. Born with original sin. You are sullied before God.
Yes.
Before you have the opportunity to realize what sin is, you've done it. And there you go. Jesus is here to save you. So, that's the story that goes behind all of this anyway. However, creepy indicates sexuality, and dad, this is the claim here is that daddy is touching wrong spots on girls. That's what the story is about.
Oh, there is a claim. Okay, let's hear this.
What's it say? Here are 9 more creepy Christian purity ball pictures. What do you think the claim is?
I don't think that necessarily means that there's
creepy almost always is an indication of sexuality.
People can be creepy without actually taking the actual actions. I mean,
okay, yes, but it's a sexualized component.
The whole thing is sexualized to begin with.
I don't think it is.
All right, let's talk more about it.
855-450-3733, Free Talk Live. You can call in your opinion on purity balls or anything else. 855-450-FREE.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to begin? Do you fear your job is in jeopardy, or is your business income reduction keeping you awake at night? We're in the best time in 25 years to make a fortune in real estate without using your money or credit. My name is Ron LeGrand, and I've taught 500,000 people to do just that and personally bought hundreds of houses myself. If you'll call 800-970-6156, 24 hours, and leave your information, I'll send the first 500 callers my hot new CD, Foreclosure Fortunes, and my best-selling book to help you get started absolutely free. I'll show you how to build a six-figure income part-time with no previous experience and no license, even if you're a busy professional. Call 800-970-6156 24 hours and get my new book and CD free. That's 800-970-6156. Take your life back and make this your best year ever. Call 800-970-6156 now.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactive says is better than proactive. Announcing all new Proactive Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's Mark.
And Johnson.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. You can call and talk about whatever is on your mind on the, this live edition of Free Talk Live. Ian is off making everybody free in Keene, New Hampshire by, I don't know, trying to not get the parking meter prices raised or something. So here we are, the V-Team. Real quick, though, I want to tell you about cashintocoins.com. Many places will be reporting about Bitcoin. As a matter of fact, I saw a report that suggests that Bitcoin is going to be at $2,000 by September. I don't know the veracity of that. I'm not going out on that limb. I have made predictions about Bitcoin's price going up in the past, and, you know, well, sometimes I've been right so far, I guess. That doesn't make me right the next time.
Did you see the incredibly interesting news about BitPay today?
No, what was that?
So BitPay is raising $30 million right now.
That's a lot of dollars.
Yeah, because of a $160 million valuation from Richard Branson.
So Richard Branson said BitPay is worth $160 million?
Yep. And that's the Richard Branson is the, you know, I think he's a billionaire that He owns Virgin Galactic and, you know, Virgin America and Virgin Atlantic and all those, you know, those airlines and record companies and yada yada. He's extremely rich.
Yeah. So he's predicting that BitPay is going to do well. And, you know, that's a company that is growing very well, BitPay. Mm-hmm. But if you want to get some Bitcoins, BitPay isn't the way to do it. Cashintocoins.com is. You can go there and it's easy. Safe, fast, completely legal, inexpensive. Customer service is their top priority. You can use a money order, check, wire transfer. The rates are great. I've done a lot of business through cashintocoins.com. It is where I get my Bitcoins. It's where I've gotten all my Bitcoins for probably the past year. You can donate some of your fee to charity. As always, orders under $40 carry no fee. They want you to get into Bitcoins. They want you to have a little bit of Bitcoin so you can talk about it. Cashintocoins.com.
It's funny, I've never actually bought Bitcoin through like an official channel. I've always bought it off of other people.
Yeah, but that's many people do it that way. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I should try Cash into Coins and do some actual cash transactions.
They make it
I'm just waiting for Bitcoin to turn around because I keep watching the massive trend and it's still like it's been on that long downward slope for the past.
I paid
five
you to
months.
Do some photographic work today in Bitcoin. It makes it very easy to pay and
Bitcoin and bacon.
Well, yes, I'm going to give you some bacon too. You know, the agorists love that. It's agorist bacon. Let's go on with our story here about creepy purity balls, according to this People Against the Tea Party or whatever this obviously nonpartisan website is. So the author goes on, even Christians who believe in purity should have a problem with these atrocities. Firstly, they promote the idea that a girl or woman's body is not her own. Does abstinence promote the idea that your body is not your own?
The contract does. I mean, the contract is saying that your body's not her own, it's God's.
It's It's not. It's saying that you dedicate your body to God, and only you make a commitment to God, myself, my family, and my future husband for a lifetime of purity, including sexual abstinence. So you are actually making the dedication. You can only dedicate what you own. So I would say that this contract, in fact, enforces that a woman's body is their own. I don't think abstinence is the right way to deal with things. I think after a certain age, people are going to begin having sex. Shaming them for that sex is not a particularly good thing, but they should be armed with good information about sex. That's what I think. But I know a lot of people disagree with me, and I think that this first sentence out of the gate is wrong. So going on, instead a girl becomes the property of the man, in this case her father. This contract doesn't say anything about fathers until he passes her off to his her husband.
Yes, it does. It's the very last line. If I have fallen short of this promise, I commit anew a lifestyle of purity that will honor God, myself, my father, and my future husband.
Are you sure that says father or family?
I believe it says father. It looks like it.
I think it says family. Okay. And it is out of focus on this particular, and it says family earlier. And, you know, the moms aren't going to be for this if it says father.
Right.
That's weird to say father.
Yep.
So anyway,
it probably does say family because it says in that same sentence, God, myself, my family, and my future husband. That sentence is repeated above. It's the end. So
anyway, the father passes her off to her husband. Now, this certainly has occurred in the past, but I don't think this is really what's going on. I mean, these same these same Christian households are likely sending their kids off to college. Clearly, they're not, you know, locking up the chastity belt every night or anything like that. It's just, this is just indoctrination. And let's not forget that that's what raising a kid is. Raising a kid is indoctrinating them into the way you believe.
Right. I don't agree with that at all.
What's that?
I also don't agree with that at all.
My son Jack asks me what I think all the time.
Sure.
I tell him what I think, and I tell him why I think it. And you know what? Surprisingly, he says he likes those ideas.
Right, and he's asking you. You're not telling him and subjecting him to your beliefs. There's a huge difference.
But no, there isn't.
Yes, there is. There's a huge difference.
To ask questions, Johnson.
Sure. There's a huge difference between someone asking you a question and you hitting them with a stick and saying you believe this or else.
I think that kids necessarily, biologically, are going to adopt.
If you don't believe this, Timmy, you're burning in a lake of fire for all eternity.
I'm not going to disagree with you that I think that the threat of hell is aggression, but it's only aggression if you don't believe it. Do you understand the problem? The problem is that the only...
No, it's aggression if you believe it, too.
No,
only... You don't think it was aggression when the guy locked his children in the basement and chained them and forced the wall to play out Plato's allegory of the cave?
I have no idea what that means.
There's a psychopath who locked his family into a basement and forced them, he raised them so that they could only see a wall, a particular wall, because there's... Plato's allegory of the cave was this story, and essentially he raised his children with this like really weird myopic view where they only saw like they were chained facing a wall. That's what this psychopath did.
Yeah, well, it's crazy.
That's abuse.
It's abuse, but that's an experiment. That's not a the fact is
that he was mentally controlling their worldview. That's what this is. Psychological warfare.
Wrong.
Controlling someone's worldview.
It's not psychological warfare.
It
if
is.
You believe it.
If you're lying, it doesn't matter if you believe it.
Okay, look. If I tell my son to not play out in the street because he will be hit by cars, I tell him that because I am protecting him. If I believe that there is a place that he will go if he doesn't accept Jesus Christ as... Wait a second, Johnson, just a second.
I'm letting you talk.
Jesus Christ is his personal savior, then I am warning him. I am not aggressing against him.
If you tell him that cars are going to come and eat him... If he touches that cookie, you're a liar, and you're engaging in psychological warfare to try and control...
Only if I believe the cars will not come and eat him. If I believe the cars will come and eat him, I am simply warning him. I have a warped worldview, but I am warning him. So I disagree with that statement. Here's what I'm going to... I'm going to come down. We're getting close to the end of the hour. I'm going to make my point. The fact is, I believe in competition. I don't believe that I am right 100% of the time. I may be wrong on my religious and philosophical views. I may be wrong about the ideas of liberty. I may be wrong about my deism. I may be wrong about my Quakerism. I may be wrong about every philosophy I have. And the only way we're going to find out what the right one from a societal standpoint, what's best is by letting people compete.
Right.
And that means letting people who have weird religions that you disagree with have their little events without name-calling and jumping up and down and wetting our pants whenever they do it.
Here's where we disagree on one thing. So when you said, like, if you believe it, then it's not this form of aggression.
Okay.
I disagree with you on that, in that... I will agree with you that there is a moral difference in saying that I believe it. I believe that cars are going to come eat my child if that child touches that particular cookie, right? And I believe that, so I'm going to protect them. So there's no moral, there's nothing morally wrong with that, right? Because you believe it.
Right.
You're trying to protect them. It is still, however, in reality, an aggressive lie that has been passed down. But just because, and I don't know if you've ever
I'll
seen
give you that.
I don't know if you've ever seen the five monkeys experiment. Have you ever seen the five monkeys experiment where, you know,
yes.
you spray the one monkey with water and then eventually you replace all the monkeys and the monkeys will, you know, basically whenever a monkey like climbs a ladder to go for food, they spray it with water and freak it out.
So they spray all of the monkeys
in the
pan with water and then they attack the monkey that tries to go after the banana and one at a time they replace the monkeys, and then sooner or later...
All the monkeys are attacking the new monkeys for trying to go for the banana.
But they have no idea why.
Right.
Right. And,
yeah. So it's still an act of aggression, regardless of whether or not the monkeys believe that they're protecting one another. It's still an act of aggression, and it's still just like government. Religion is just like government that way. Well, there are certain controls and put in place. The only difference is that religion is an imaginary cage for your mind.
I think we need to ask questions always about our entrenched beliefs, and I have done that, and many times I've come up with other ideas. However, I think we have to have competing ideas to find out what the best ones are,
right?
And they can't all be mine or yours,
right?
855-450-3733. Your thoughts on this or anything else? I really want to read this article about purity balls. 855-453 Free Talk Live.
What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work, now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in the series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has two times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same to your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.